Yo,
Roasting the World.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the one and only King of Comedy, Dakota. And sorry guys for the couple of minutes of dead air at the beginning of this. I was having issues trying to log in because, you know, Blog Talk not wanting to work tonight for some fucking reason. In between my internet sucking because I got HughesNet, which if anybody out there listening has HughesNet, I feel bad for you because I got the same shit and it fucking sucks. And anybody from HughesNet listening, y'all fucking suck. Sherry will be joining us in just a couple seconds. But besides that, I'm hoping everybody's having a great day. You know, another week's gone by, been pretty good, you know. I'm still in good health, so I'm a happy person. Let me send Sherry the call-in number real quick, guys, so bear with me for a second. Bear with me for 1 second, people, 1 second. All right, I'm back, people. I am back. Didn't really go nowhere. I know that was a long 2 seconds. So, yeah, I'm hoping everybody's just having a great day. My week's been okay, not been too bad. Thanksgiving's coming up, so I'm a happy camper on that one. I like to eat. I do have to work Thanksgiving, but not that big of a deal. I don't mind. And then I'm off that weekend afterwards, so that's even cooler. So that's what's up. You know, I get to go fill up on turkey Thanksgiving Day and Friday and rest all weekend. So that would be pretty cool. Well, actually, I think I'm going to try to get my Christmas shopping done this week. So, you know, I'm going to be doing that. And speaking of Christmas shopping, if you go to urbanphenomenon.com/whatever.org or something like that, you can totally buy our merch there. And, you know, a Dakota sweater, a Roasting the World shirt, you know, we got a bunch of designs out there. So go check that stuff out. They make great Christmas gifts. So that would be pretty chill, you know, people buy that stuff. And like I said, I joke around when I say it, but, you know, if anybody ever did, you know, buy the stuff, post a pic of them wearing it online, tag me in it, and they do my autograph or something, I will, you know, send you guys an autograph personally and all that stuff. But, yeah, besides that, yeah, and hopefully, you know, Sherry comes on pretty soon because I'm starting to talk to myself here and I'm out of things to talk about. But, yeah, so I didn't really have a topic for tonight's show, but that's okay because I was thinking we were just going to bounce back and forth with each other. So if Sherry was here, she'd be like, yes, Dakota, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah, that was my Sherry impression, so yep, yep. But yeah, yeah. Everything's good on my end. Now, the town I do live in has been getting hit pretty hard with the corona lately, which does suck, does worry me, but, you know, I'm a champ. I always wear my mask when I'm out and about. I wear gloves. At work, I got to wear safety goggles now, talking about getting us the front face shields and whatnot. Yes, man, it's just it's getting crazy here in the town I live in, but I'm personally, me and my family's been good with everything, been lucky, blessed with it all. So I hope it keeps it that way. I'm going to knock on some wood, so hopefully it stays that way. Now, oh, cool, Sherry is now on the line. Sherry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hey, welcome to Roasting the World. Like, oh my gosh.
I am here. How are you?
And I'm, thank you. I'm doing great. And like I was telling everybody, I apologize for a couple minutes of the show I think was dead air at the very beginning because I was having trouble getting Blog Talk to let me log in. But, yeah, apologize for that, guys. And Sherry, thank you for making short notice. I know we were supposed to do this later on, but I got off earlier, and then I kind of rushed home real quick, so.
It's okay. If I had known, I would have been here right on time. So I apologize. But this is great.
Oh, no.
We're here early.
It's totally my fault because, like I said, we had this plan, I think, what, another hour from now or 3 minutes from now. And
yeah.
I kind of got home early and I was like, I'm over anxious. I'm ready to roast something. Let's do this. I came to roast me gummy bears. All gummy bears.
Yeah, when you would ask me to come on and do a little bit early, I was like, oh, yeah, but I didn't realize. You said, and then I saw your text saying 8:30. I'm like, whoa, I gotta hurry. So it's all good. So I need to calm down.
Right. So how's your week been?
Oh, it's been good. It's just kind of crazy. It's been busy. You know, the holidays are here around the corner. Had to do a little bit of Thanksgiving Day shopping and get some things before there isn't anything left in stores, you know, because everything's going so fast already.
Don't let her lie to you guys. She went shopping for plushies. I saw the pictures. There was no turkey buying them all. It was all plushies.
It was all plushies. You know me. Come on now. Can't leave a store without one. So.
She got my
hopes
up. Everybody, she sent me a picture earlier and had my hopes up because there was like this baseball looking one. I was like, oh my God, I want that. And she tells me it's, we say the Red Sox. And I was like, oh no, I can't cheer for the Red Sox. They suck. But then you're like, it's not as plushy to begin with. And I was like, no, lies get thicker.
True, yeah. There's a whole basket. If any of you ever go on Five Below, the store called Five Below, you'll see they usually put a whole bunch of Switch Models, which is a plush toy, into a basket. And somehow a Red Sox baseball plushie got thrown into this basket. And yeah, you had spotted it. I didn't even see it. You said, oh, you wanted the Red Sox, or you wanted the baseball. And yeah, I was wondering if you were a Red Sox fan or not.
No, I cannot ever cheer for the Red Sox. It's all about the Detroit Tigers. I even got a Detroit Tiger tattoo. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for anybody that knows me, the D on the back of my arm is the Detroit Tigers D. So there you go. Fact about the credit.
Interesting. So, was today one of your work days? You said I kind of missed.
See, I worked. I'm not off again until Monday, and I'm not really off that day. I got a bunch of stuff I got to do, and then like, my next days off really is next weekend.
Oh, wow. Wow.
No big deal. We'll still be putting shows out. And Thanksgiving's coming up, so I'm excited about that. I've got my calendar marking down days. I'm like, all right, 5 more days so I get to pig out. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And they already celebrated Thanksgiving at my work, so that was pretty cool. So I got to eat a meal already.
Ah, see that? Was it the turkey, the turkey and everything? The whole fixing?
Yeah, turkey, cornbread dressing, gravy, rolls, cranberries, sauce, and stuff like that. There's a bunch of different pies. There was like pumpkin pie, pecan pie, and I want to say apple, but I'm not quite 100%. I personally didn't get to see the apple pie because it was already gone by the time I got there. I was a little disappointed in it. But I settled for pecan pie, but it's okay. The pecan pie was the second choice. They saved me a piece of it. I was a happy person then. But I almost lost my cool. I come in, I was like, who the fuck ate all that apple pie? I didn't censor myself. I started yelling at people like, who the fuck ate all the pie? I want apple pie. And I was like, Dakota, Bree, we saved you a piece. And I was like, of apple pie? And they're like, nah. And I was like, you sons of bitches. And then I went room to room trying to beat people down for pie, and it didn't work out, so I settled for the pecan. But long story short.
I love pecan pie. or pecan, however you want to say it. I love it. Like, one of my favorites. That, and then I'd have to say, like, hot apple pie. I don't like apple pie cold. I hate when the apples get cold.
Right.
It's going to be hot apple pie with, like, vanilla ice cream on top.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good. See, I like pecan pie, apple pie, cherry pie. I'm not a big pumpkin pie fan, but I'm not like a big pumpkin eater, you know? Like, don't get me wrong, I'll eat it. I'm just not like, that's not going to be my first choice. But,
right.
I have a fun, like, it's not really a funny story, it's just like a random thing, but like, years ago, I mean, this was like, I want to say at least 10 years ago or so at this point, my grandpa, his new wife at the time, her family owned a pecan, like a pecan tree farm thing or whatever the hell they're called, orchard or whatever.
Yeah.
So they were selling pecans and stuff like that. Well, he had me sit there and like chuck them and whatever the fuck it's called, like, you know, pull the pecans out of the shells and whatnot. Oh my God, you know how freaking boring that gets doing that like all day? And I mean, like, I had to do this for like a week straight. And I'm just sitting there like, no. It's like, I hate pecans.
Yeah, you wouldn't like them much after that. Now we're good. You're like, damn, pecans. I don't like them anymore. They're pain.
Fucking pecans.
Well, listen, I got to tell you something. I looked up the top 9 favorite pie types that Americans are eating this Thanksgiving. I just want to share this with you real quick. Apple seems to be number 1 at 20%.
Yeah, I can see that. Strawberry?
Strawberry is number 2. I could have sworn it would be either cherry or pumpkin. But pumpkin actually falls 3rd on our list tonight. So it's apple, strawberry, pumpkin, then cherry. Then blueberry. Yep, it's not our pecan yet till now. Our pecan pie falls in at 8%. A lemon meringue at 8, which I thought for sure lemon meringue would be pecan. And then most of all, 5% with chocolate. And I thought for sure chocolate would have been one of the favorites with apple. So,
right. I don't see how strawberry. I think this thing is rigged because I don't see how strawberry is number 2.
Right? I don't either, but it is up there with 19% of voters came in at strawberry.
I don't trust voting anymore after, you know, everything that's happened the last few weeks and the election being rigged. I didn't say that out loud, did I? I'm sorry. Oh,
should we do
my bad.
On the pies?
I want to recount because I'm pretty sure cherry pie is number 2.
That, you know, apple's like traditional, you know, apple pie, you know, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That doesn't surprise me. Like, the apple pie, I can see being number 1. Strawberry pie,
right.
I don't see that as number 2. Number 2, you know, depending on the time of the year, like this year or this season right now, I could see maybe pumpkin being number 2 because everybody's all into like pumpkin pies and stuff like that.
Right.
So I can see maybe pumpkin being. I can see pumpkin being in the top 3. So I understand pumpkin being there, but number 2 has to be cherry. Like, I don't see how strawberry is number 2.
Yeah, strawberry is definitely number 2. Cherry comes in 4. I'm really surprised at that. And we have people commenting. If you heard that right now, they also agree that apple pie is number 1. Oh, there we go. Apple's winning on my little chart here.
Nice.
Listeners are responding with their what they like. Oh, we got a cherry. See? It's
exactly. Whoever just said the put in the cherry vote, way to go. That's my person right there. But no, for me it would be apple, cherry, and like I said, I can see pumpkin being in there, so I'll leave it there as number 3. Even though personally I'm not a big fan of it.
Right.
I would have to say number 4 would have to be either chocolate or pecan, and then 5 would be, you know, the opposite one. So I don't even see strawberry in my top. I don't see strawbery in the top 5 or 6, you know. So.
Right. Right. Really weird. But one of the things is, I'm not a huge pie person, to be honest with you, but I absolutely love cheesecakes that are, like, have multiple things in it. Like, the chocolate peanut butter cheesecake is, like, I absolutely love.
Chocolate.
I know, chocolate, right? Out of your... I remember, you can't eat chocolate, right? You're allergic to it, so... That's out of...
Yes, my weakness... My weakness in life, I can be taken out by an M&M.
Yep. So, I'm going to ask a 3-year-old real quick. What's your favorite dessert on Thanksgiving, Natalie? You like pie? She likes pie. She likes apple pie?
Yeah.
Oh, yep, apple pie.
I heard a yep on that one.
She loves just about anything. The same, but apple pie is definitely on her list of things that she's going to want for Thanksgiving. Come on, it's dessert, right? Who wouldn't?
Sorry, speaking of desserts, was like growing up with the holidays and your family and stuff, did you guys have like a certain dessert like your grandma or your mom or somebody would make?
Okay, this is really funny, but my mom was a baker. Okay.
Okay.
So I get spoiled. I have to admit, my mom was an excellent baker, and she would make all sorts of different desserts. But there was something special that she created that we all crave, and she had a thing called called a cheese bonnet, and it looked like a little hat with like a pastry, and then had like this cream cheese, sweet cream cheese like frosting almost. I want to say. It's one of her secret recipes, but it was like pastry, cream cheese, and it looked like a little hat. There's two big circles and two small circles, and she would put a little bow on it as if it was like a bonnet. And that is something that the whole family craved for every year because she only made it one time a year. Knowing everybody loved it, she wanted to keep it a tradition. So that's something that my mother would make, yeah. I know it sounds weird, but she would make pies and stuff. Always the apple pie, pumpkin pie, and a chocolate cream pie is normally what we'd have on Thanksgiving.
Huh.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
For my family, my grandma started making it. I'm not sure if, like, her mom made it years ago or not, but ever since I can remember as a little kid, because my mom still does it now, is she would make this thing, and it was like, I forget what it's called, but it's like you take fruit cocktail, some cottage cheese, some Cool Whip, and like Jell-O mix, and you put it all together, and it's freaking amazing. So if anybody wants to try that, it is freaking amazing.
Yeah. Ooh. Sounds interesting. What is the
just thinking of something random right now? Is it just me, or does fruit cocktail sound like a gay sex act?
Wait a minute. What? Say that again.
Is it just me, or does fruit cocktail sound like a gay sex act?
I don't know. Sounds like a political convention, but, you know. Yeah, no, you got that right, you know. It's different. Yeah. So, what's the craziest dessert you've ever had? Do you know?
I'm trying to think here. Craziest dessert I've ever had. I honestly don't know offhand. Like, what's the craziest one you've ever had?
I had a coconut cream cake filled with Nutella.
Coconut cream cake, that actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, coconut cream cake filled with Nutella. With a coffee, I think it was a coffee frosting with like Oreo cookie crumbs all over the top of it.
And you lost me again with the chocolate.
Yeah. Well, think of it with vanilla or what are those? Those, I don't know, vanilla cookies.
Vanilla wafers?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, vanilla wafers. There you go. I can think of it.
I mean, that does sound like it'd be pretty good, though. I like coconut, so.
Oh.
Ooh, that red. Why didn't coconut pie make the top list?
Ooh. That actually sounds good.
I told you this list has been rigged. Coconut pie's not even on it. And freaking, strawberry is number two. There's some shit going down out there, people. I don't know what's going on with people voting nowadays, but there is something going on.
There is. Maybe they're eating crazy foods. They're not eating at all. So when they go and vote, it's, you know, they're not thinking straight. I don't know.
Right. It's because they eat plant burgers. Freaking plant burger eaters.
Sanford.
Think Street
can
eat real food, people. Yes. Burgers do not grow from the ground.
I've actually tried something new today.
And what would that be?
I had the plant sausage from Burger King. And it's
got Donovan Town in Lexington. We can't be friends again. Yeah, I just brought you back on my friend list, and now you're telling me about this plant sausage. Yeah. No, I will let it slide. If you say you can't have regular sausage, I will let it slide. But, plant sausage, man? Yeah, give me some plant chocolate or something, and I'll try. Don't worry, Dakota. This ain't made from real chocolate. It's made from plants. Okay.
Plant chocolate. I'm going to think there's actually such a thing. Like plant candy or plant-based chocolate. Oh, my God. There is plant-based chocolate pie. Plant-based chocolate pudding. Oh, yeah. There is, so there.
Is there a plant-based banana pudding?
What is that?
Banana pudding. Is there a plant-based one?
There is. Yes.
What?
Plant-based chocolate, hand-picked vegan chocolate. Oh, yeah.
What the hell is vegan
chocolate? I thought it was a
whole
hand-picked chocolate.
Anyway,
vegan. I don't know.
What the hell?
Anyway.
No, what the hell is vegan chocolate?
I'm trying to see. There's a place called Vegan Cut. Okay? It's vegan.
Vegans are weird. If there's any vegan person in there, y'all are weird.
It's not weird.
Yes, it is.
It's for people who can't eat, who have to be vegan or want to be vegan or people who can't, like, yeah, eat that other stuff. This is an alternative.
All right, well, vegans and vegetarians, go eat cows. That's all I got to say. They're good for you. Ate a couple of them.
Ew.
Eat some pigs, eat some cows, eat some fish, eat a few chickens. It is good for you.
There is a lot of plant-based foods now, just say now.
I wouldn't know. I've never looked into it, honestly. I'm not going to lie.
There's a lot of vegan foods out there. Mostly vegan stuff is all like plant-based stuff. But they make so many different things now. Tons of snacks, you know, replacement foods. So you really don't have to eat animal.
Yeah, too bad. I'm still doing it.
You would. You're a beef eater.
Yes, because I'm a man. I eat real food.
You eat real man food is the beef, yeah. Right? That's the
steak. Your strawberry pies.
So, do you like turkey? I mean, are you going to enjoy, do you enjoy Thanksgiving?
Yes and no. Like, I like turkey. Don't get me wrong. I'll eat turkey, but it's not, like, my favorite. So...
Right.
I might just eat it Thanksgiving Day, and then, like, you probably won't catch me, like, munching out on it, you know, for the next week like some people do, but
right.
Yeah, that's not, but I'm a weird person. Like, I have to have ketchup on everything, so, like, I put ketchup on my turkey, so.
Oh, my gosh. So you're, like, at the Thanksgiving Day dinner, and you're, like, throwing ketchup all over your turkey?
Yeah, it'd be like the moment, it'd be like people doing a prayer, and it'd be like the moment of silence, and all you hear is whoosh, where my ketchup bottle squirting on my plate.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess if that's how you like it, so be it, you know? It's all cool. It's all good.
Right.
I eat ketchup on a lot of things, too. I find it ironic that you do that, because I do that, too. Like, I'm kind of a ketchup person. I'll eat a macaroni and cheese. I'll eat it on my mashed potatoes. I'll eat sometimes with eggs. Like, it's weird. People are like, that's so gross. Why do you do that? Like, ketchup.
It's ketchup, yeah, it's ketchup. It's my only vegetable, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry. Tomatoes are fruit. Tomatoes are fruit. Never mind. See, I don't even get vegetables then.
Yeah. No, I mean, ketchup is healthy, right?
I don't know. I got, like, that gluten-free shit that's out there. I don't try it, but whatever. I heard people eat it.
People are commenting. Well, ketchup is a low-calorie condiment, number one. It's made from tomatoes, which is vinegar, salt, pepper, and spices. But it makes a healthier true choice. So it's trying to cut out added calories. So, yeah. It's good for you, see? You can say it's low in calories.
Well, there you go, guys. Eat ketchup. It's low in calories.
You just got to be careful of the high fructose.
Right.
That's all. Like, you can't eat too much of it. You can't go overboard. It's probably a lot of sugar in it, too. I'm not reading that, but I'm assuming that you still got to be careful, especially if you're diabetic. You know, so. Right.
Yes, but right. Like I said, though, I'm a ketchup person, so I pretty much slap that shit on anything.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise is my weakness. I cannot stand that shit. I would rather eat a bunch of chocolate and take my chances than have to deal with mayonnaise.
Yeah. But the thing is, I noticed that you don't get sick that often either.
Yeah, because I eat real food.
Well, maybe there's something, you know, you're doing. Like,
yes.
I mean,
I don't eat plants.
No. I mean, you don't eat, like, a lot of vegetables, so I'm surprised you're as healthy as you are for the fact that, you know, you're not getting some of the nutrition, but if you're eating ketchup, from what I can see here, actually has, like, a lot of nutrition to it.
Well, shit. There you go. Well, I do eat a lot of fruit, though, so.
Oh, you do. Okay.
That might help me out a little bit.
Gotcha.
But, go ahead.
Are you on me to go? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say that today is actually National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. So we're talking about chocolate, and it just all happens to be peanut butter.
Sweet, guys. Reese's Day.
What's that?
Reese's, you know, the Reese's pieces, peanut butter and chocolate.
Reese's. Yeah, this is fun.
It's Reese's Day.
I don't know if that's considered Reese's Day. Could be. Both. Yeah. I found this kind of funny. They say it's globally organized Hug a Runner Day. It's like, how can you hug someone running? I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna chase after a runner to hug them. Like.
Right.
Wait, it's Hug a Runner Day. Get back here. No.
I don't run. I will casually slow walk after somebody if they want me to. That's about it.
Right. Like, y'all get back here. If not, all right, you'll get your hug.
Right.
Today's also
right.
Today's also Transgender Day of Remembrance. For those of you who want to remember that they are transgender and remember it, I guess. Today is also.
I like how you answered that. You're like, remember that you're transgender and just remember it, I guess. I don't know.
Remember that they are, not you are. I suppose you would know, but if you know they are, just remember that they are. And I don't know why they made a remembrance day out of that, but okay. I'll have to look that up because there's got to be more to it than that. What? You're laughing at me. I think it's a thing that they don't give the full meaning behind these things. Yeah, I don't know why. They should write why, exactly. You know. I know. I'm looking it up in the air, so I'm sorry, guys. There's no knowing why today is Remember Transgender Day. It has to have some sort of meaning, but they didn't leave it for me, and I'm not smart enough to know. Also, today is International Stand Up to Bullying Day, so if you've been bullied, Dakota, have you ever been bullied?
When I was, like, little, I've been bullied in the last, like, 20-something years, but...
You've been bullied as a little kid? Oh, that makes me want to cry. I'm sorry.
I think it made me the smartest that I am. I think it made me the smartest than I am today, so that's all right. I was one of those kids that, like...
Don't say that.
I was one of those kids that got bullied, and then, like, people would be, like, other kids would be making fat jokes, right? And at this point, I'm already knowing I was going to be a comic and shit like that, so I was, like, I was making funnier jokes. So... And with me, I've learned over the years, you got to be able to laugh at yourself before you can make fun of others. So it didn't really bother me. So.
Wait a minute. You said you've got to learn to laugh at yourself before you can make fun of others? We're not.
Uh-huh.
That's not standing up against bullying. That's participating. There's a...
Yes, I know. Like I said, the first. Didn't you hear like the second sentence I said in this? I'm an asshole. What can I say? I don't care.
You got to speak at the beginning when you do your announcement. No, you are not. Now stop. Oh my goodness. Oh.
Okay, I'm a bleached asshole. Like I'm like a nice asshole. There you go.
Oh. Okay. You're clean.
Yeah, there you go. I'm a clean ass. Yeah, there you go.
And you're not full of shit, so there you go.
There you go, guys.
I had a swear.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You took one of my swear words. Now I can't say another swear word, and now we got to be rated R. Way to go, Sherry. God.
Guys, for my dirty mouth. Trash mouth right here. Okay.
Gosh, I thought I was the only one allowed to swear on the show. Freaking fracking freaking fracking. So, you know what my dumbass did do? I set the show for an hour, and I guess I only sat for 45 minutes. I didn't realize it till right now when the timer says we got about 10 minutes left. So, my bad, guys.
What is wrong with you?
My bad, people.
Talk about this. My dirty mouth. What?
Well, you got about 9 minutes and 50 seconds to do it, so. Feel free. Cuss all you want. Damn shit. Fuck.
You're going to waste the next 9 minutes swearing?
Yes. I'm just going to... That's all I'm going to do for the next 9 minutes is just say random cuss words randomly. I'm like, fuck, shit, damn, fuck,
okay.
damn. I got your rut. Damn.
Hey, I'm going to give you a challenge for the next show.
Is it not the cuss that I show? It ain't going to happen.
No. You need to make up a phrase or a couple sentences or one sentence using every single swear and have it make sense.
Okay. I can do something like that.
Okay.
Is this like the challenge that you challenged me to write a rap and you didn't think
yes.
I was going to do it and I totally dominated with it? Like, I can do this. I can... I can knock out some swear words right now if you want me to, make it make sense.
No. Next show. They got to tune in. They're going to listen to Dakota be a filthy mouth. See?
Oh, and I will be talking. As I do this, I will be talking about my ex-girlfriend. So there you guys go. Just throwing that out there. Jokes on everybody.
Listen, you really got to watch yourself nowadays, because you never know if your ex is going to turn into a radio podcast person and exploit all your business all over the internet. So you've got to be very careful on getting separated or divorced or being an ex, right?
Yeah, or co-host a show with somebody who turns out to be an asshole.
I invited you to do a podcast with me, so it just so turns out I have you hosting the show with me. So
I was talking about your other old co-host.
Oh, yeah. I don't like talking about
it. Yeah. We should have him on sometime. We should reach out and have him on the show sometime.
We will.
I feel like that would be a great episode.
Yeah.
We'll get him and Chuck both on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it'd be all out war, but I am down to listen to it.
Exactly. Hey, we do have to do a quick shout out if you don't mind.
I do mind, but go ahead, whatever.
We have to wish Mr. Billy Scriven, who you know, you've met on the line a couple times.
Billy's an awesome guy.
Yeah. He ended up in the hospital the other day, and I just want to send prayers from bro and hope he has a speedy recovery. Yes, he
get well soon, man.
Yeah. He really needs thoughts and prayers right now. He's in not doing too hot. So we want to just tell him that we're thinking about him, we're caring about him, we're sending thoughts and prayers to him, and also to his daughter, who actually ended up in the hospital as well for something different. Talking about having a bad week for Billy and Chris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so send our prayers out to them and hope they get better and heal real fast, and maybe we can get Billy to come on our show one time. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, from the conversations that I have had with him and just talk to him online and stuff. He's a chill guy, and I wish you the best, man. I hope you get out of the hospital soon.
Yeah. So I just want to send that out to everyone. And if are we going to do a show before Thanksgiving?
I am totally down to.
Cool. All right. Just want to make sure.
I say we get one Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. Tuesday or Wednesday, guys. Keep an eye out for us. Keep a link on our Facebook. We'll let you know if we're doing a show or not. How about that? And please check out the previous shows, because they are posted on our timeline. Go to Rose and Roll's page off the Sherry Clip, and you will see most of our shows are posted there. I would like to go back and post some of the older shows on there. People have been asking to listen to them again or have them reposted. So we might see that happen here in the near future. I'll be reposting some shows from the past, plus new ones. So keep an eye out on the Rose and Royal page off of Sherry Clip. And Dakota, you share most of the links after every show, so I'm sure they're on your post somewhere. They can check there as well. And please like and share our show. We're trying to get out there. And also, just around the corner is Christmas, so grab a pen and paper, because I want to give you the address to where you can purchase some of the Rose and Royal shirts. We have some pretty amazing stuff out there now, and we want you guys to check them out. And I want you to keep in mind that next Friday is our Green Friday, which means it's almost like Black Friday. Well, it's Green Friday on Black Friday. If you buy one of our shirts, Dakota, check this out. You get a tree planted somewhere on this planet to help people and oxygen and animals. So a free tree will be planted in your name once you buy a shirt from us. So we're really excited about Green Friday next Friday, and purchase one of our shirts from Urban Phenomenon. Now, listen, I'm going to give you the address right now. It's www.urban-phenomenon.email. That's T-E-E-M-I-L-L.com. That's www.urban-phenomenon.tmail.com. And you can go on there and check out all of our amazing t-shirts. And don't forget, if you buy one on Green Friday, you get a tree planted in your name to help our environment. Wow. There you go,
guys. Not only do we roast the world, we save trees.
Yeah. Here we are helping the planet, but we're roasting it, right? Yeah. Gotta love us. Yeah.
But, yeah, guys, like she was saying, go buy some shirts. Christmas time's coming up, so they make great gifts. You know, the Dakota shirts I heard were awesome. The Roast in the World shirts are freaking awesome because I've seen some of the designs, and they are freaking badass. Ha, I slipped another cuss word in there. Beat that.
But the best thing is if you don't know what to get someone – for Christmas, like it's definitely one of our shirts because it also tells them that with that shirt, a tree was planted in their name. So it's pretty cool. That'd be a really great gift to someone who likes A, wearing t-shirts and hoodies, and B, of course, with our logo on it, your logo on it, and they plant a tree. So it's exciting.
That is badass. That's totally awesome. So if you guys want a tree planted in your name, you know what to do. So there you go. We got about 2 minutes left of the show. So this is a time where I usually like, all right, don't lick doorknobs. Don't touch this. Don't put syrup in your butt and all that nonsense that I usually say. So with that being said, don't try to catch corona, guys. Thanksgiving's coming up. You don't want that. It's not a good thing. Eat turkey. And whoever voted for strawberry pie to be number two, I'm on to you guys. You guys are probably the same ones that rigged the election a few weeks ago. So I'm on to you guys. We all know cherry. Strawberry's not even, no. Sorry, I don't know why. It's not even top five. It's like top maybe 20. Maybe 20.
Yeah.
There's so many other ties between there that beat strawberry out. How does strawberry get number two? I will get to the bottom of this mystery. I will call Scooby freaking Doo if I have to, and Blue and freaking Sherlock and everybody else, and we will solve this crime because this is a crime. Strawberry pie is number two.
That's right. Oh, that's too funny.
Well, the little boys came on and said 60 seconds.
Oh, boy. All right, so it's been fun, and thank you to all of our listeners. We hope you all have a great next few days until the next show. Hope you can join us next week. And if we don't hear from you, have a great Thanksgiving, and listen to our show again soon. We have a lot of great stuff coming up for the new year.
Right. I'm for sure Tuesday or Wednesday I'm down to do a show, maybe both days, and we'll put out two before Thanksgiving or something. But, yeah, everybody, if you don't listen this week, have a safe Thanksgiving. Eat, you know, get filled up, eat lots of food, be safe out there. And all joking aside, all the seriousness, you know, hug a family member. Don't give them corona when you do it, but, you know, you never know what's happening. So, all right, everybody, y'all have a great night, and we'll be seeing you guys soon.
Good night, everyone.